Hey guys, welcome back to FNF Podcast. This is your host, Creating Films, with your co-host, Faruqi. I usually say Faruqi, but today we got someone else. We got a very special co-host and a guest. So let me first introduce the co-host. Lisa, you there?
Hey, I'm here. I'm very flattered. I'm Lisa. I'm today's co-host. And today we have Anji.
Anji, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
We're good. We're good.
Anji, do me a favor. Can you introduce yourself and who you are, what you do? So yeah, please.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name's Anji. I'm 19 years old. I'm an Instagrammer and a model.
Awesome. Okay, so you study university, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So we got a couple of questions, and we also want to talk about your interests and topics that you're interested in. So we'll start off with the questions. Questions made by us. So it's not going to be that good, I guess. But here's the questions. First question by me will be, where did all this Instagram thing start from?
Okay, so I think I was really young. I think I was around 14 or 13. And I really wanted to have Instagram because everyone else had it. And I didn't have it at the point. And when I finally got it, I would always see, like, you know, influencers posting about their outfits and, you know, having really planned out feeds. And I didn't know how to do that at that moment or at that age. But, you know, I kept practicing and taking pictures. And finally, I'm at a point where I can, you know, like, put a feed together and just, you know, entertain people and show them what I'm wearing.
That's really cool. Awesome. How you just, like, felt like you wanted to do that and then you just did it over time.
That is cool.
Yeah, definitely progress, yeah.
How did you plan out the goals that took you there? Because I know many people have dreams like, oh, I see this person, I want to be like them. And they just don't do it because they don't have goal planning or anything like that. So what were you doing, like, to get to that point?
I think I love just being in front of the camera. So it was really easy for me to actually just, you know, get my friends to take pictures of me or get my parents to take pictures of me in different outfits. And it wasn't honestly a goal. It was more like I really wanted to do it. Like, it was something that just was within me, you know. So it was never like, I want to be like that person. It was like, I want to be as good as that person. And, you know, I just want to get there whenever I can. So whenever I had free time, I would always just dress up or go out and take pictures, like, whenever I could. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
So, wait, you said you started uni, right? Are you taking anything related to modeling?
Yes, I actually take fashion design.
Cool. So you want to take it to your own hands and, like, make something, or?
Yeah, so the reason I got into modeling was actually to balance out my major, so, you know, I could have best of both worlds, so I could see what it's like to be the model and what it's like to be the fashion designer. So
wow.
Yeah,
that's really nice.
Awesome. Okay. Wow, fashion designer. Okay. Next question will be kind of related to what you guys just said. It's for the new listeners. What type of content do you make, Anji?
My content is mostly fashion related. So, like, I think if someone went onto my Instagram and just looked at my page, I want them to be able to get inspiration from the outfits I wear or from the poses in my pictures so that they can use it, you know, for themselves as well. So that's what I wanted to go for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's cool.
So do you think, do you have a specific target in mind when you post? Do you have a specific, like, type of person you want to be inspiring?
I think it's mostly teenagers or people around my age because, you know, we're always going out. We're always out and about having events or uni or something always comes up and we're always, like, thinking of what to wear next.
Yeah.
So I feel like I would want them to come onto my Instagram and be like, okay, what is she wearing? What can I wear? You know, from her Instagram, or what can I take from her Instagram and wear?
That's nice. So, yeah. Do you think maybe that's, like, more aimed at also your younger self? Because, you know, obviously many people, like, trying to help people that were in their situation before. So I know, like, for example, many teenagers go through things like we just said, you know, they feel stumped, they can't find a fit or anything. So they go to yours. That's something you went through probably, right, when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. I still go through it now. Like, whenever I feel like I don't have anything to wear, I definitely look at influencers, like, you know, who are also like designers and stylists, and I try to put my fits together that way as well.
So would you tell them something else besides them seeing your pictures, like any advice or anything like you might want to tell your younger self in that situation?
Honestly, when I was younger, I was...
Not even like being stumped for fits. I mean, like in general, before starting a, like it's basically a career now, right? Like a base, like a side hustle or a hustle or wherever.
Yeah.
Is it for you a side hustle or is that your focus?
It's a, honestly, it's not exactly a side hustle. It's more like my passion. Nice. I don't look at it as, you know, making cash or making money. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's really cool.
That's cool. Okay. So, I'm just trying to back up what Lisa said. So if you had to meet yourself, your younger version of yourself, let's say you're trying to travel, what would be the advice you give to your younger self?
Okay, so when I was younger, I was really shy and I wasn't as straightforward, confident, or open as I am now. So I think something I would tell my younger self and people who look up to me is that it's honestly like you're beautiful just the way you are. Like, you don't have to change anything, and like you're at the age where you're changing, you're growing, and you might not feel confident in your body right now, but when you come to a certain age, you're gonna honestly, you're gonna love yourself. Like, it's just gonna come out of you. Like, I have so many younger girls who always text me or DM me and they're like, you know, I'm not confident, I don't feel confident, and I, you know, I try to explain to them that I felt the same way, and honestly, we're just all human beings, you know.
There's, yeah, exactly.
Like, beauty is you know, in the eye of the beholder. I always tell this to everyone I see, because they might not see it in themselves, but I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people have this habit of comparing like to other people, so they might like, you know, someone might even compare themselves to you. So I know like you would feel like kind of annoyed that you don't want to inspire that. You would want to inspire someone comparing themselves to the past version of themselves. Like, I'm sure you like look at your past photos, you'd be like, yo, I grew up, right? Or like,
yeah,
I wasn't able to get like that many likes or that many follows before.
Yeah, definitely. But it's honestly not even about the likes or the follows, as long as I'm able to help someone. So yeah.
Awesome. It's like a nice, peaceful type of passion, I guess. Like, just inspiring and helping people.
It's also, like, a productive, like, passion. Like, it sounds like she's passionate about something that's, like, yeah, like, not benefiting her. Like, you're, okay, your stop point isn't to make money, but you still are, right? Do you think, like, you're benefiting enough in that way, right? So,
yeah, definitely. What,
like, in Qatar especially, like, it's so, so difficult for young people to get a job or, like, to get, you know, into anything business related. Like, even myself, I like try to get into something and I'm too young, or I don't have experience for that, or I just don't have like credentials for it. So like, you got into it, and when did you start again? You didn't tell us.
So start Instagram or
the modeling? Like modeling.
I started, so my first ever like modeling gig was when I was like 4. that was my first one, but obviously, I didn't continue it, but I think I started around, officially started around 14. And I used to collaborate with a lot of photographers until I was like, you know, experienced enough to land jobs or land like, you know, photo shoots. So, yeah.
Okay. So you landed. So wait, that's like 5 years. That's so cool. Okay. And like, over time, what has changed? Because obviously every year, like, it's going to be different. So what do you think the progress was like over time?
Over time, I think it's definitely built my confidence. Like, I wasn't a very straightforward person. I was more of a quiet person.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm more out there now. Like, I'm like, I love being the center of attention, you know, in front of a camera. Just I think also like movements or poses or just being me, it's really helped, you know.
So, yeah. That's really kind of beautiful, man. Okay, Freddie.
Okay. What is next? I got a lot of questions. At the same time, I'm just excited for, you know, asking the fan questions. But okay, here's the next question. So usually, content creators, they experiment with different type of content. So usually, they post, let's say, a type of content, and they slowly try to, you know, do B type of content. So what's your content that you're trying to do? What's a theme that you're trying to experiment with? Is there anything else like that? Okay.
So something new that I'm trying to experiment with is, I don't know if my followers or you guys have seen my stories lately, but I've been trying to just, normally when I'm trying to show my fit, I don't take a picture, but I'm really trying to just maybe like show more and take videos, because currently my reels aren't working on Instagram for some reason, and I'm so sorry to everyone who's like waiting for me to post a reel, but they're not working. So I'm just trying to make videos or TikToks and post them on my story so people can see that I'm out and about, or you know, like, okay, this is my fit, but in a different way. So yeah,
awesome. Okay just sorry to interrupt, guys. Can you guys just give me just 2 minutes, please? My mom is calling me. It's 2 minutes. I'm sorry. Please,
what the hell? The questions. Okay. That's actually, okay. That's
all right, cute. Just 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right, peace out.
Wait, does that mean it's still recording if you're not here?
I think he's like, I don't think his mom's calling him on the phone. I think she's like,
oh, like calling him. Okay. That's cool. Okay. I wanted to ask though. So you know how he says we started when you were 14, officially, right? So you were getting paid at that age, at that young age, right?
No, I was not. I actually put a lot of effort into, I used to put a lot of effort into, you know, collaborations with photographers just to get my name out there, so people would know, like, okay, she's here. Like,
she's serious. We
need. Yeah, she's like serious about it. She's here. We need to like, you know, pay her. We need to like book her. That took a while. Like, I think my first paid photo shoot was, I'm 19 now, I think probably when I was 17.
Okay, so it took about like 2-3 years to like get there.
Yeah.
How did you get your parents to allow you at such a young age to be exposed?
My parents are very, very supportive. And when I brought out the modeling thing a few years before, like around 11, 12, they were kind of concerned. They were like, I don't know if we should put you into modeling right now, maybe wait a bit. And then, like, you know, I convinced them because I kind of need it for my major as well. So they were like, yeah, definitely, like, go do it. And they would always, when I was younger, they would always come with me to shoots and, like, check it out and see if everyone's, like,
So they felt more like it was safe and secure. Also, not only that, but you also are passionate about fashion, right? So you have more of a reason to be doing this than someone that just wants to, like, you know, look good or, like, post good pictures, you know? You have more
exactly.
Also, guys, I'm back.
Radin. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
How's your mom?
She's doing well. She wants me to, you know, dry the clothes just for, you know, hanging and stuff.
Yeah.
Mom, I don't work. Yeah, I got work. Come on. Yeah.
When me and her were talking, was that recording or like, does that like count as a pause?
No, it's still recording. Don't worry. Okay, we're still recording. Can you guys just tell me what all you were talking about?
I was just asking her like when she started to get actually paid. And she said that I was like around 17 years old. Because I'm actually really like lately I've been really interested in like, you know, just like starting a small business or something like.
Getting paid.
Aside, like, even while we're in school, like, I just feel like I could be doing something else right now. I feel like I don't have an excuse to just be focusing on school. Like, I have the opportunity to do something. So I'm just trying to find, like, definitely. Ways other younger kids as well that are in high school. Because I know many people, like, even on TikTok, many comment sections are, like, commenting, oh, I want to start a business. I want to do this. It's so hard to get a job. I want to go move to U.S. just so I can get a job, you know? So, like, we need to change that. We need to make it more easy for younger kids to, like, not kids. I mean, like, you know, young adults to get a job even though they don't have experience.
Definitely.
Do you know anything about that, Angie? Like, something maybe your other friends are doing, because someone like you, obviously you might have many productive like friends that are the same age as you that are also getting paid for anything.
Honestly,
getting paid for anything.
Honestly, my friends, like some of them model like me. I've pushed them to model. I've just been like, you have the face, like do it. So they get paid as well. And I have friends who also like they're artists, so my friend like paints these huge like canvases and then sell them, like, you know, she sells them to like bidders or buyers.
How does she show them? Like on Instagram only, or is there like a what's the word, auction, like,
or a venue?
A venue, yeah.
Honestly, I think she painted something for like her. So her dad has connections, and he would like tell his friends, and then like, you know, they would advertise it, or she would post them on Instagram, and people would DM her. And really? Like, you know. Yeah, what were the really people... big paintings.
Okay, like, what was she, like, okay, so what are her paintings exactly? Is it, like, something specific or anything that a bidder would want?
So she's really good. So she does, like, she's done shoes, she's done animals, you know, landscape. She does a lot of things. Like, she's done artists, like...
Nice.
So, yeah, they're not, like, those small ones. They're, like, huge. So it's, like, it takes a lot of time. So yeah.
What's her name?
Gul.
How much would you sell it for? Like, do you know?
Around, I think, probably the smallest one is probably around 800.
Damn,
she's right. Making money.
All right. Yeah, okay.
All right. Because
we want to inspire fellow artists, you know, all you have to do is just start. Don't, like, be like, oh, I'm too young. Just make a painting, post on Instagram, and get bidders. Okay, nice. Cool.
Honestly,
okay.
Yeah, it's not only about paintings. Like, I have friends who, like, make clay, you know, clay rings, clay trays, like... I've even seen, like, pages make them. So it's honestly, you can just start, you know? Like, there's nothing stopping
friend
you.
Group?
I feel like we need to make an account where we just, like, kind of advertise, like, not advertise, but, like, expose people that are doing this stuff. Like, for example, oh, like, one post for one artist, or one post for someone taking jewelry. So that
someone started.
Anyone.
You started. Lisa, you should start it.
But,
ooh, Lisa.
But how are we going to get followers? We need to get followers so can actually be...
So what's your tips you would give Anji?
I mean, collaborations, definitely. Like, you guys are doing it well. Like, you guys did I think Eat974, Triple F, you know, like, when you interview people like that, and then they add, like, you know, they advertise it on their page, like, oh, you know, go check this out, or I did this, then people start following you. That's like the best way to do it.
How can an artist do collaborations?
What are the tips you
would
give?
What?
I think probably if you, like, paint for an influencer, maybe, or paint for an event, that would definitely...
That's nice. Okay, cool.
That's cool. All right, so here's the next question. It will be... Okay, one second. I'm trying to find the question. So, the question is, when you started your first, not TikTok, do you do TikTok? Anji, you do do TikTok.
I do.
Okay, so when you first started your TikTok, how was the first few months? How was the statistics? How was it?
Oh, okay. I started, like, during, like, COVID-19, I think when we all went into lockdown. Mm-hmm. I was like, I saw everyone on TikTok and they're like posting. I'm like, oh, what is this? Why is everyone on like this app? And then I got really bored as well. And then I started, I like, you know, got my account and then started posting. And honestly, in the beginning, it wasn't that great. It was just like for me and my friends, you know?
For fun.
And then, and then I started posting like mini vlogs and like day-to-day things, or like me just lip syncing. Honestly, it wasn't like a big thing. And I just got views.
Okay.
Wait.
And then.
Yeah. Do you think you can reach more people on TikTok than you can on Insta, or vice versa?
Honestly, I'm not sure, because I have a large following on TikTok. But at the same time, I feel like nowadays, I haven't been like getting much views as I was, and I'm trying to work on that.
Probably Shadowbound or something.
So I think I'm more reachable on... Yeah. Like, I'm not really sure what it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I'm mostly Instagram. But, yeah.
Some experiences before they kind of, like, go big. So it's just, like, an obstacle. Don't worry about it. Just keep posting. Yeah. Stay consistent in it, yeah. And so your content on TikTok is more laid back than Instagram, you're saying, right?
Definitely, yeah. I feel like people who see my Instagram, you know, see me as more, like, professional... and then TikTok is more like,
and then they go on TikTok and they're like, whoa,
yeah,
who is this? Is this the same person?
Like, literally, completely different personality.
Okay, yeah. So I wanted to ask you something. Have you experienced any, like, not to be negative, but, like, have you experienced any obstacles in your modeling journey? Like, anything that's, like, really bothered you or anything that happened that you want to share? Maybe raise awareness for or anything?
I don't think it's really anything that... Okay, it doesn't bother me, but definitely my height. And I think, like... Yeah, I think my height...
Lisa?
It's just, like,
Lisa?
I'm just really short.
Lisa?
Like,
what do you mean, Lisa? What are you talking about? What can you say? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
average,
sure.
Height.
Average.
Wait,
height.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, I'm
That's
5'3".
That's not short.
Okay.
Wait, how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
See? What the hell? Okay. And I'm not even 19 yet.
Yeah.
Short.
I could get a different growth spurt when I get to 19.
Yeah, you could. You could. But yeah, I definitely think my height is a problem when it comes to modeling sometimes. Because, like, a lot of clients want really, really tall models. And, like, I'm really...
You can just
like,
get
really short. No, but, like, my friends, like, they model and they're, like, tall. They're, like, 6 foot.
Yeah,
like,
well, everyone comes in different
like,
shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
You can be a different type of model. You don't have to be, like, everyone, like, the same height. And there's many...
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
There's many, like, outfits that I just feel like are more suitable for petite girls. But, like, a tall person might kind of make it look childish. But a short kind of girl can make it look more stylish and, like, cute.
All tall people listen to
so.
This is, like...
Huh. Yeah, I know, right? They're, like, tall.
They're, like, what is this?
But yeah, three kids think... roast tall people.
Okay. It's a whole topic of this.
I don't think it's so... But honestly, I don't think it's something that bothers me. It's just, like, something that's been, like, there, you know? Like, it limits me sometimes, but yeah.
Okay.
So I'm happy to hear that you didn't mention anything like creeps or anything like that. Because yeah, I genuinely thought I thought this would open up that. No, seriously.
No, my DM.
It's a real thing.
My like, yeah, my DM requests are filled with creeps. Like, I think every girl has that.
But in real
it's
life,
it's not like. No, never.
No, that's really good. That's really good to hear. I'm happy.
Please.
Because I know it's very, it's like really easy nowadays, like to just get exposed to that.
Yeah, definitely. But I think like as a model, you really need to know how to pick and choose your clients and your photographers as well. That plays a big part in
creeps.
Know, everything and being safe. No, creeps and being safe.
So okay. Your photographers, do they normally have big setups?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I know there's many ways to get really quality photos without a huge, you know, expensive setup. Because it just depends on the expertise of the photographer.
Photographer, definitely. I have a photographer that, like, I really, his name's Hassan. And I work with him, I've worked with him a lot. And he's really good at what he does. He has he has a big setup. Yeah, shout out to Hassan. He has a big setup. But at the same time, we, like, move around the area and he takes pictures of me, like, you know, from different angles as well, not only using the setup, if you get what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So, honestly, yeah. It honestly depends on the photographer. It's not about the setup.
Do you know, like, the specific camera, like, that most photographers use? Because I'm personally trying to find one because I'm pretty interested in photography, if, like, that wasn't obvious, but... yeah, so I just wanted to know what mostly they use, because obviously their pictures are sick.
I have no idea, because...
Okay. I mean, no one looks at the camera type anyways.
No idea, but I've worked with a photographer recently. If you're looking for camera quality, I just wanted to put this out here. You can honestly do it on iPhone as well. One of the photographers I worked with recently, he's an iPhone-like photographer.
Yeah,
and like
shout
the
out
pictures
Apple.
Turned out really good. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's not like it's not about the big setup and stuff. It just depends on how you can edit as well. Editing can change an entire picture. Like I've discovered that lately.
I mean, at this point, I'm like a tech geek, but like at this one, I'll try to keep it simple for you guys. But like at this point, iPhone cameras. I'm talking about the latest one, right? So like the iPhone 12 Pro Max. It has technology that you know can like really be compared to DSLR cameras. I think iPhone photography could be the future. I don't think you need big
definitely.
Cameras.
You think? Are you joking? Obviously, it's the future. Like, it's...
It is okay. Definitely, yeah.
It is, and, like... Wait, I lost my train of thought. Okay, Freddy, next question.
Okay, it is. Next question. What was the next question? The next question will be... The thing is, the reason it takes me time to ask the questions is basically... We ask the questions, but you almost answered everything there is, so that's pretty cool. What is the next question?
Okay, wait, I have a question for you if you're stumped. Okay. Like, if you don't, okay.
Okay, go on. Go on? At least you can go on. Lisa?
Lisa's not there.
Lisa, don't leave me alone here.
Lisa!
Lisa's not feeling well, is she? No, I'll ask you a question by the time she comes back. The question would be... So the next question would be... what am I doing? What's the goal and the content for your...
To go, because I was laughing. I was like, no, I can't. Sorry.
It was not funny.
Okay. I wanted to ask about photo editing. So, I know that's like... Many people like edit pictures and edit themselves. Do you support mm-hmm. that, or do you have anything against it?
Okay. With all honesty, if I take a picture, and honestly, if there's like if one of my eyes is like tinier than the other one, I'm definitely gonna edit it.
Yes.
Like, you know, if that, you know, sometimes that happens, and you're just like, happened?
It happens
like,
to me all
the
time.
What was I thinking? Yeah, like I'll definitely edit it. Or like if my hair is like
when you strain a certain side of your face, like for example, your left side. Some people like I strain my left side a lot, so my eyes is always strained. But yeah.
Yeah, or if like you're in the wind and your hair is like the top part of your hair is like frizzy or something. Definitely, I would edit it or like smoothen my face a bit, like to just for the aesthetic. I would definitely do that.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I got God's own beauty.
I don't know. But anyway, just laugh it off.
Lisa, you're the co-host, okay?
Yeah. Okay. I want to ask you something else. So, do you have to take on a certain routine to keep yourself, like, maintain your looks, maybe, like, fitness or skincare, something that you would want to show, like, tell people about?
I'm going to be so real. My skin right now is really, really bad. Like, it's really bad.
Honestly.
But yours looks so good.
That's because that's what I said. I smoothen. You smooth your face.
It's all editing.
But, yeah, my skin's really bad right now, but I'm definitely working on that. But as I said, you know, you're beautiful just the way you are. You don't have to change that.
So you don't know fitness or, like, to maintain it? Because, you know, especially in quarantine, I know a lot of people are binging. You don't.
I don't work out.
So that's natural.
What's workout?
Yeah, I don't work out.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys work out?
I do.
I mean, some people...
Do you work out? Don't.
I work out, but for fun, not, like, to maintain anything.
Oh my god, Lisa.
I just do yoga. Like, I think yoga is a big part for me. So, yeah.
I do yoga as a cool down. So, I mean.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's very nice, actually. And I feel like ever since I started doing it, like, so at the beginning, you're just like, yoga. Like, I didn't even want to call it yoga. I would just call it stretching, just so I can, like, remove the cringe out of it. Because I would just cringe when I heard the word yoga. People just, like, kind of whitewashed it and made it, like, weird and girly.
Really?
But it's really not.
I go for, like, yoga classes, and, like, I've been going for, like, I started yoga a few years ago, and honestly, like, you can lose weight from it, like, you know,
it's
really efficient.
Yes, it burns many calories over time, exactly, yeah. And sometimes it burns even more, like, it just, like, tones up you more than you would with a, like, strength training workout or something.
Yeah,
especially when you take a long one, that's, like, when you pull on your muscles a lot.
Yeah.
I just do it at home. I don't go to lessons. I do it at home. Because, like, I just get, like, I feel more comfortable in my home. But obviously, we're all different.
Yeah, but if you ever want to join, like, a yoga class, they have online, like, Zoom classes as well, where, like, you don't have to show yourself, but, like, the instructor tells you what to do.
That's cool.
Zoom?
Like yoga? A YouTube video.
Yeah, basically.
It's like, they tell you what pose to get into or, like, how long or just to breathe or something. Something nice, something to escape the world from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's at all least right. It's a productive escape, because many people, like, especially I know all of us have friends that, like, you know, take unhealthy forms of escapism, like substance use or something. And mm-hmm. it's just like we all need to, like, really show like not make this stuff cringe. Like, why is yoga cringe? Like, why? You know, just like,
yeah,
it's a really productive habit to get into, or just working out or fitness, and like it's very very effective as well. Just people, mm-hmm. I don't know, they make anything cringe. That's good.
Yeah. All right, so far I think all questions is about to be done. I think we can move on to the next segment, which is Anji, about your interests, your fashion stuff. So I think Lisa is gonna really be good at this. So yeah, Lisa, you can carry on.
What? Oh, like something based on fashion?
Yes. Okay. You want to talk about? Yeah.
Do you have a unique sense of, like, do you have something you want to add into the, not industry, but like something you want to add into like the fashion world? A new idea or something that's new?
Honestly, at this moment, I don't have a unique idea that I would want, like, I would want to, you know, put in the fashion industry. But definitely after the experience I get from uni, I'll have a lot of ideas for sure.
And exactly. Yeah.
My main aim is to start a brand. So yeah.
Cool.
And okay, how will it
be? Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. I got a question. I mean, since you're into fashion, what do you think? It's all personal, because it's all your answer. You don't have to care about what others are gonna think. What do you think is the most underrated fashion outfit or trend?
Underrated.
Take your time.
I don't think it's a fit, but I definitely think, like, people need to up their shoe game. Like if they really need to up it, like I see people with really good fits and then like really bad shoes. And I'm so, just like,
okay. What would you, like, yeah, if someone like wears casual, what would you want them to wear if they wear casual outfits?
Let's say hoodie.
Okay.
Yeah, hoodie and jeans.
I'm really sorry to everyone who's gonna like disagree with me, but like, like Air Forces are so
dead,
so like overused. Like, please.
Overrated.
Yeah, R.I.P. overrated. Like, please, I have them in my cupboard and I wear them. All the
boys listen to this is gonna get so pissed.
Well, they gotta change. Like,
exactly. No. Yeah.
Okay, so what should they wear? What's new? What should they wear? A hoodie and jeans, okay, but what shoes?
Okay, hoodie and jeans. I mean, like, get some Reeboks, man. Like, honestly, they're so affordable. Like, mine were on sale. I got them for, like, $200. Okay, I spent my own money on them. Like, I needed them. I kept on looking at my Air Forces, and I did not want them anymore. What else could you get?
We should, like, you know what? We should just also open a donate your Air Forces account. Low-key encourage you to throw away your Air Forces.
My Air Forces.
Oh, like, God. It's for charity, and then just like it's definitely a secret for charity. Plan.
It's not, yes, like we're gonna burn them. Anything.
Okay.
Okay. I also, so Reeboks.
Okay. Yeah, Reeboks. I also think Converse is coming back. Comme des Garçons. Definitely. Yeezys. I mean, a bit overrated. Overused. True. What else? I mean,
the thing is, in Qatar it's so hot you can't really fulfill your shoe needs. Like, you can't wear boots, or
that's true,
unless you're going to a mall at like 10 p.m.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. I know Jordans like are a bit overrated, but I think I like them personally, because like, even though they're overrated, it's like different styles and different designs, right? It's not like one white shoe, like the Air Force. So yeah, I definitely think a pair of Jordans would like definitely attract my eyes. You know, like it would catch my attention. Like when I talk to someone or when I like meet someone, I always look at their shoes. So yeah.
Okay. You're like a sneaker person. Sneaker girl.
Not really. You're more like a,
it's like shoes. Yeah. Not
shoe girl.
Shoes matter. It's like if you take care of your shoes, then like it says a lot about you. If that makes
hardworking
sense.
Person, rich.
No, I mean, like, you can have...
If you're put together. Yes, exactly. So wait, what makes an outfit, like, what when you see an outfit and you want to wear it, what makes it that outfit? Does that make sense?
Well, it makes it special.
That sounded really philosophical. I just meant, like, what do you look for in an outfit?
Okay, what I look for in an outfit? I like to stand out. I definitely like to stand out. I just, anything that is, like, bright or standoutish. Like, if you can spot me in DFC when it's, like, crowded on a Friday, that's what I will wear. Like,
okay.
I don't know. It's just me.
Something unique.
If that makes sense.
By your own
style. Yeah.
What's the worst outfit you've ever worn that you have in a picture?
Oh, my God.
You have one.
I do. I definitely do have one. Okay, I think, like, last month I went to Meshare to take pictures with my friend. And I wore, like, these high-waisted jeans, boots, like, white boots, and this white tank top. It did not go together. Like, I did not plan it. It just, like, I just had it in my, like, bag. And I was like, okay, I'm going to put this together. But it did not work out. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm sure you still made it look good, though.
No way. I deleted those pictures. I was like, hell no.
Okay. All right. So, in that case, I think we can move on to the next segment, which is fan questions. We've got some fan questions. All right. So, let me just open them up. Okay. So, you got about a lot of questions by your fans, I'm presuming. Most of them. Lisa, shut up. All right. So... I'm sorry, Lisa. Listen, okay, so we got a lot of questions, but some of them are weird, some of them are personal, so I'll start from the one that is the least weirdest. Dude, I'm sorry, but everything is, like, weird. Okay, so here's the least weirdest one. Okay, this is actually not weird, this is kind of good. Who do you look up to and why?
As inspiration. A celebrity? Okay, could be inspiration, I think definitely maybe, like, Bella Hadid. She's a model. She definitely has unique style. Or Kendall Jenner. I always go on Pinterest and look at their, like, day-to-day outfits and try to recreate them. So, both of them.
How about emotionally?
They've come a long way. Emotionally.
Okay. Emotionally? Yo, Lisa, chill.
I mean, we're trying to get deep, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going deep. Okay.
I definitely think looking up to, like, not in fashion, but in life, I think definitely my parents. I know that's a really cliche answer.
No, but it's the best answer because they're really, like, you watch them grow up, they watch you grow up, and you can, like, you know their, you know, not flaws, but, you know.
Life story, yeah. Like, they've definitely, you know, like, come up to, like,
a long way.
Yeah, they've come a long way. Yeah, and definitely my inspiration. I would definitely want to be at their level or higher one day. So yeah.
You also watch it in a real point of view instead of, like, when you see a celebrity, you're like, okay, they might be like, oh, I overcame this by that. But when you see your parents overcome something, it's more, you see the real thing. It's right in front of you. So you know exactly how to get over it or how to get through that.
Yeah. And they tell you, like, they tell you stories in detail, you know, like, from, like, how far they've come. So you definitely have a connection. Like,
in honesty, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, awesome answer, by the way. Second question. I'm not going to ask much because I was just going through these. Not the best questions. All right. So first question will be, when will she get married?
God, why? I don't know that is off the top. I don't know, like, how
if she wanted to, she could get married right now.
I could, but definitely after. Okay, like, if people really want to know, definitely after my master's. This is okay. I'll probably get married when I'm like 40 or something. Okay, like, definitely after my master's, after I've achieved my goals, like I need that to be secure first.
Okay, so education.
Why can't you achieve your goals with them? Why does it have to be after?
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like I want to be, like, I want to be at, you know how, like, sometimes when, like, people, like, when two people, like, younger people get married, their parents normally pay for the wedding. I don't want to be at that place. I want to be where, like, at that, like, in a situation where I can like pay for my own wedding and I can do whatever I want to, you know, like
yeah.
I want to be the one that's supporting independent. Yourself. Yeah,
yeah.
No, okay, cool, cool.
That's beautiful.
All right, that's cool.
Do you have a car? What's in...
Do I? Yes. Not yet. I have not a license. I'm looking for 19. A car.
What car do you want to get?
A car. This is a tough question.
See? See if I didn't learn from me.
I'm sorry.
Cars, bro. All right.
So my dad said if I get my license, he'll give me a car, and I really want a Mustang. But...
Nice. I like that.
But my, yeah,
American Muscle.
Really, yeah.
What color?
Okay. Yeah.
I love that too.
Definitely red. And yes. Red interior.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yo, I thought you were like those Mercedes S-Class 7 girl.
Actually, awesome. I wanted to...
What?
What? Okay, I think it closed you out.
She got too excited about the Mustang. No, I agree. I would be the same. I am right now.
Why a Mustang, though? Like, Dodge Challenger.
I've not seen it.
Challenger is better.
I like Challenger too, but they're both good. They're both kind of the same genre, I guess, though.
No, American Muscle.
I really want a Challenger. Then,
Challenger is the beast. I like Challenger. Because Challenger is a Hemi engine, a naturally aspirated one. The exhaust sound is amazing.
What happened to Anji, bro?
Yo, Anji, you left us, dude. You left us hanging. So, how you doing, Lisa? I'm gonna cut this part of this. Yeah, I'm gonna cut it
off. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How's life?
Yeah. Life is life, you know?
Are you gonna like pause this? Because I can feel the people exiting the podcast.
No. It's gonna be all of this being cut. Like the part where I said I'm gonna leave for 2 minutes, everything's gonna cut. So, like, you know?
Okay.
When the people hear it, it sounds lit. But like when we hear it, it's messed up.
Not messed up, it's just very extended.
Yeah.
Anji, bro, come on. Can you text her? Tell her what happened.
Yes. Sick. She left. No.
Sick. Maybe her Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that could be one. Or someone called her. That could be one, too.
She's here.
Hello? Yay!
Welcome.
I'm so sorry, guys. I got a call, and then, like... I was like talking and I could hear you. I heard you guys like Ford Mustang, Dodge Challenger, and I'm like, no Dodge.
You don't like Dodge?
I thought you guys were mad at me. You were ignoring me. I was like, hello.
No.
Because when you leave the thing, you can't. Yeah.
Lisa, remember when I was like, you know, she got a call. See, I can read people's mind. See,
that was on her mind. You mean you can tell what people are doing without
Lizzie?
Okay, yeah.
Shut up.
You don't really have against Dodge, Angie.
Dodge Challengers? I was looking at a Dodge yesterday, but I don't like the interior.
That's very, I have to agree with.
It's very plastic.
But can't you just change it yourself?
Why would I want to do that? You know, why would I
Because you're so unique.
Nah, but still, like, why would I buy a car and then put more things into it? Like, I'm buying a car for it to be perfect, you know? Like,
yeah. What about you? Like, I thought you were gonna be like the, you know, the Mercedes or the BMW.
I don't like BMW.
Wait, what?
Relax. It's a car, bro.
No. You just said you don't like BMW. Yo.
I just don't like the shape.
It's alright. Okay, just because you're a guest, I'm gonna leave you today, but like, I'll meet you outside, yeah.
Next time.
I'm joking, but yeah, so you're like a Mustang type of girl.
No, okay. I was looking at a few Mercedes, a few Range Rover Evoques.
What about Velar?
Okay, to be honest, a bit out of budget. So yeah, I was just looking at an Evoque and a few Mercedes because I know how to. I really like the features on the Mercedes because like the gear shifting thingy is not on the not normal place. Yeah, the knob is not in the normal place. You know, it's like behind the wheel, so it's really easy. You just like flip it up and turn the. You know, so yeah. But yeah, definitely keeping an eye on the Mustang.
All right, cool.
So, Mustang. Yeah.
What about Camaro? Camaro's lit.
خلاص you want a Mustang leave alone.
No. Actually, yesterday as well, I was talking to my dad.
Jesus, man, she doesn't want you to change your mind from Mustang.
No, yeah. She doesn't want to. Like, I'll pick you up, please, in my Mustang. But yeah, I was definitely having a conversation, and I showed them like the Mustang, the Camaro, and the Dodge, and I like the Camaro as well. But again, like the interior, not it, like. You know, it's very plastic and just black. Like, they honestly, if I could talk to like Chevrolet, just be like, just yeah, just like, hello, change your interior.
Yeah, like something like a beige, or like, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
Red. Well, like cherry red interior is cool.
I love red interior. That's like one of the things I wanted when I got a car was to have, like, it was a must to have red interior. Like, if it wasn't there, like, I had to wait, like, to find another car.
Alright, cool. So Mustang with like a red interior. Okay.
Definitely.
Alright, cool. Alright, next what is it called? A fan question will be, I'm trying to find something not weird. Oh my god, I have no idea. Everything is weird. Okay. This one, you don't have to answer it, but here are the samples of the question. Block list of IG. Your Instagram block list? Really? Why do people care? Okay.
Wait, so you...
No, don't answer. You don't have to answer. Next question would be, oh my god. Basically, most of them are like, what is it called? Marry me or stuff like that. Like, just basically simping. So yeah, next. Okay, here's another question. You don't have to answer it at all. Would be, what's her past relationship? What's the past relationship? Yeah.
What are you talking about, bro? Why are you talking about this stuff?
I don't know. It's weird.
It's just private. No.
Yeah.
No, I won't answer that.
I swear. No, don't answer. Don't answer any of these. But like, here's a sample of the questions. I swear, people. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. I thought you were asking it. I didn't know.
No, he's just sampling it.
Oh, I was like, what the hell, bro? Chill.
No. We're not. Don't answer those questions. We had a previous guest before where people were asking the same thing. We were like, don't answer it. So yeah. Next is address. Don't answer that at all. Don't answer that either. It's all weird. Okay, like, you know what? We can move on to the next question, next segment, which is quickfire. All right, so this is a segment that my previous co-host, really likes. So basically, it's simple. We ask you very, very small questions, yes or no type of questions, and it's just, you know, just to get to know more about you on small stuff.
Okay.
It's very basic questions. All right, so the first question would be, iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
I feel sorry for Android users, man. Like, everyone's been seeing an iPhone.
My dad uses Android.
I like laptops that are Android. Like, not Android, but like
Windows.
Windows. Slow.
That is true.
I had a HP, and I had to wait, like, an hour for it to, like, load.
Oh, come on. But Apple is so complicated, the laptops, like MacBooks.
No, that's because, you know, that, like, Lisa? That was me when I first got a MacBook. It was that so is complicated.
True. Yeah, yeah. It felt complicated. Like, a lot of stuff. But, like...
It's like a TV. No, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Lisa. You're weird.
Okay. Wait. Okay, let's talk about school. So you're in uni. You're not in high school anymore. Yep. You graduated. So did you do the British or American system?
I did British.
So you did A-levels or no?
Yes.
Okay, so you finished them this year? This was your 13th year?
No. Wait, no, I finished 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
A year ago?
Wait, you finished 17?
Wait, no. Wait, hold on. 18. I finished 18.
Okay, just trying to figure it out, Lisa. Chill.
But that's, like, young. Like, I'm going to be in year 12, 17, turning 18.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
How old am I?
I don't know. Ask yourself.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Okay, wait. So what A-levels did you do? Did you drop any after year 12?
No. I did economics, business, and accounts.
Accounts? It was that option. That's so business, bro. Wait, economics, business, and economics. Bro, that's so pretty. Okay. You didn't do like a photography because I know there's a photography GCC now. I mean, A-level.
I did not know that. No.
Okay. Oh, bro, stop doing that side.
I swear, my previous co-host like hates it. I'm just doing it for you. Tribute. Moving on. Okay. Next.
Yeah. So you did them both. Wait, you did them both. Like, you didn't drop any of them. Do you want to tell us?
So I did AS level. I didn't do A level.
Oh, you didn't do your 13.
My uni only wanted AS.
Okay.
So but you already knew the uni before.
I think like a few months before I applied, I knew the uni, I guess. Yeah.
You applied for what? The uni or the A-level?
The uni. Yeah.
Because you said that. So wait, like for example, how would, like right now I'm going to be year 12. How would I know if my
you
uni,
asked
like,
them.
Because I don't have a uni in mind. So like, you mean at the end of the year when I do have one?
Right. No, I had a uni in mind. So I just did AS level.
Okay. Sweet.
And
sweet.
Then I just went up. Yeah.
You're going to do it here in Qatar?
Uni?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is my second year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nice. All right, cool. All right.
Good luck and next. Hope you have success in everything.
Thank you.
Everything, yeah. All right, next question. Lizzie, you want to ask any quick fire questions?
Simple, is there anything yes the fans want to know? Because, like, clearly they have very,
very
demanding
weird
interests.
Yes.
Do they? Is there anything that's interesting?
Nah, I'm pretty sure I'm just going to skip that because there's a lot of weird ones. So, yeah.
Skip.
Okay. Next, Lisa, do you want to ask a question or can I just go ask a question?
I can't really think of anything right now. You can keep talking and then I'll think of something.
Okay, wait. Angie, do you play games?
As in sports or?
No, esports.
No. Not really. I play COD on my phone, but like that's it.
So you don't have a place, like I was about to ask you, do you prefer PlayStation or Xbox?
Okay, definitely PlayStation.
Yes. Oh my god, what is with the people?
No,
PlayStation is
much
Xbox
better.
I feel like Xbox is like, you know, when I was like 10 years old and like I wanted to do the hand thingy,
but you can do it in VR in PlayStation now, which is much better.
All right, chill, Lisa, breathe in.
Okay.
All right, next question. What's your dream vacation? Where would you go?
Dream vacation, definitely Greece, Mykonos.
Nice.
Perfect picture spot. That's where I want to go. One day with my friends. I don't want to go with my parents though, because I feel like it'll take like at least 30 minutes to get the right picture.
Have you ever traveled with your friends alone yet?
No, sadly. I mean,
that's,
Corona
came
around.
It's understandable,
like,
though. It's like, you have so much time to do that, I guess.
Corona.
Yeah.
All right.
What was something that you think Corona did? Like, what do you think Corona did for you before and after Corona? The pandemic, the quarantine. Everyone got something out of it. What did you get?
I think it made me more interested in modeling. And because I remember during Corona, I would like model, like go for collaborations with like different photographers. So I think definitely modeling and my confidence for sure.
Okay. It increased, right?
Yeah,
that's neat. That's nice.
Me too. Yes,
that's nice.
Because you can like, you know, we're all like getting to know each other a lot, but then quarantine, it's like we were stuck with ourselves, but like it's so ironic because like we don't even know ourselves that much. Because, like, you get to know yourself more and then you find out what makes you confident. Whereas when you're always with people, you just, like, you just don't know who you are yet, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next question would be, what's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink? I don't know, like, I really like anything passion fruit, like passion fruit mojito. Like passion fruit, like naturally blended. I don't know what it is about passion fruit. I just like,
I love them too.
Yeah, so good.
All right.
So wait, on your Instagram, do you have like, so your top, obviously there's like a post that has like the highest number of likes or views. So tell us about that one. Like, for example, what makes it significant? Like just in general, so you can...
This is going to be really funny because actually it was my birthday post and I was wearing a bikini, so that's why. No explanation.
No, but you can get higher than that one day, inshallah.
Definitely. Yeah. I probably do have something higher, but I just haven't checked in a long time.
You can like just go to Insights and then like it just shows you the highest one.
Yeah, I know, but I just haven't checked, like,
That's all cool. Right.
Okay. In that case, next will be, what's your favorite breakfast type of thing, I guess?
Breakfast, okay. Definitely, I think, like, English breakfast. Like, I have it almost every day. Or toast, like jam toast.
Okay, simple.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, Anji, I have, a more proper question. Wait,
are you insulting me, Lisa?
Yes, because the house is drinking breakfast. Like, okay, wait. It's really interesting though. Your questions. I'm not trying to
I'm kidding.
I didn't mean to come across that, but I just want to ask.
How do you handle
feedback? Because I know that's so annoying for many people, but they don't take it in a constructive way. So how do you handle criticism or feedback?
When I was, I think maybe this time around last year, if anyone gave me criticism, I would take it as an offense. I'd just be like, why do you think that way? Or but now it's now I'm more open to it. I'm like, yeah, please tell me, what do you like? What do you not like? What can I change?
But also you want to make sure that you hear it from people that you want to be like, because what's the point of hearing advice or criticism from someone that you're not even you don't want to be like them anyways. You get what I mean? Because some people just say things to say things. They don't even mean it or know what they say.
Yeah, definitely. And you need to trust the person who's saying it, because, some people just say it. I've definitely experienced this a lot. People will say things or criticize things just to put you down. But you definitely have to pick and choose or take the criticism you get,
In comments as well. They can be really harsh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that case, Lisa, do you have any questions? Because pretty much ran out of everything.
What type of clothes have you not modeled yet that you think you want to model? What do you want to change?
I've done a few abaya shoots, but I would definitely love to do more. I've seen some of my friends or some people I follow that shoot really aesthetic pictures in abayas, I really want to do that, but I don't think I'm tall enough, but one day.
Ah, okay. Yo guys, we've been talking for 64 minutes, 65 plus, dude.
Okay, wait, I have a different one. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I know I hate that question.
Oh, I love this question.
Okay.
Where do I see myself in 5 years? Definitely, probably, let's see, I'll probably just be done with my master's in fashion design, probably New York or Paris. Definitely landing a job either in New York or Paris. And then after that, gaining experience from that job and then starting my own company.
Are you trying to get to those specific countries because of the exposure there? Or is there a certain...
Yeah, definitely. There's more exposure, but at the same time, there's a lot of competition and people can put you down really fast.
Yes,
But
you're prepared to handle that. How are you going to prepare yourself for that pressure?
Honestly, I think just take it, take the pressure in and just deal with it, whatever you get. If you have competition... Definitely try to be more unique and just work your way up. You're definitely gonna fall. It's not perfect. You're not just gonna walk up the ladder and become a top brand Off-White or it takes time. Virgil took a lot of time.
That's very true. Ferdinand, do you have anything to add to that?
I have nothing to add to. Actually, I think going to Paris and New York would be the perfect choice for someone's into fashion, because of the expertise you get there in those regions are really high end. So yeah,
and I'm sure in Qatar they're willing to really set you up for that, because I know they care a lot about things sending you up.
They really do. Yeah.
What are ways that they have helped you so far being in Qatar studying here?
Honestly, I think the resources that they provide, and the professors that are there are really that teach us are really experienced, and even the courses, even though my major is fashion design, my first year it was called art foundation, So basically, okay. I was able to experience every single major that the university provided in order for me to eventually choose between fashion design, interior design, painting and printmaking, and graphic design.
Was this in your current university?
Yeah.
And was it like, do you think it's like also offered in other universities, or is it just something specific to yours? Because that sounds like a really nice thing.
Yeah, I think it's something specific to mine right now.
Oh. What is it? What's your uni? I didn't ask.
Virginia Commonwealth University.
Nice. VCU.
Okay. Okay. In that case, it's been it's been more than 67 minutes. Probably going to be the longest episode we have ever made.
No, but there's a lot of things to cut out, like when we were leaving. So I'm overall it's going to be 60.
Six, yeah, but like it's quite a cool episode. Not gonna lie, it was really informative, and yeah, it was fun. Anshi, is this your first time on a podcast?
It's actually, I think, my second time.
Really?
Damn. Yeah.
You're getting
what was your
this.
First?
Yeah.
My first was I think it was someone from it was a brand from Education City that wanted me to talk about. Again, university and being a beginner in university. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Did they post it out in do you want to?
They
tell
haven't
us
posted it yet, but it'll probably be on YouTube.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, you can give us that. Maybe people can check it out if you want.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a pleasure. Yeah.
Wait. Oh, I can't remember. I think it's called Bridge S.
Just BRID.
GEUS, yeah.
Okay.
So before and wrap the show up, favorite and, shout.
How convenient. It lags in the moment he says that.
I know, right?
It was a pleasure, and then he just leaves. But I'm going to say it for him. It was a pleasure talking to you. You're actually really sweet, and we can tell that you're actually passionate about it. You're not just doing it I want to do something else. I'm bored. So I definitely, I've seen your account, and I love your pictures and the way you pose. It's really confident as well. And it's just nice to talk to you and see what's behind it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. All right, in that case, it's time to wrap it up. Let me just say thanks to the viewers. Just give me a sec. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, go hit the like button. Add us to your playlist on Spotify. And until the next video, see you guys later. You guys want to say bye at the same time?
No, okay.
Okay, three. We go at go, all right? All right, three, two, one, go. Bye.
Bye.
That was actually good.